So try to help protect ICWA so that it's not constantly under fire would be amazing. And then, of course, when you're talking about that, it also speaks to our sovereignty. Protecting ICWA, those two kind of go hand in hand.
And can you just share why it's important to keep Native children with Native families?
Oh, man. That's our children are our sounds corny, are our future, but they are our legacy in order to continue to keep our community moving forward. And when people attack our families and our children, steal our children, remove our children, it's a way for genocide. And if we can't keep our children, like, yeah, that's where it's all of our love and all of our future is with our babies. And that's where it's so vital that we continue to keep them with us.
And just a couple more questions, easy ones. Well, maybe not this one, but well, after this week or after your experience here, when you head to the polls, is that going to impact your voting?
Oh, yes. Most definitely, yes. Yes.
And then what's your welcome message, since you're here, to all the Indigenous people from tribes across the country coming, but also just, you know, all the people coming in general this week to Chicago?
Is to recognize that, you know, I mean, I think that there's always that differentiation of urbans versus, you know, tribes, and really understanding that this area is traditionally Native land. It always has been. Chicago's been a main route for several tribes in the area, you know, doing trade and so on and so forth. That I think that it's really critical that we give respect and allegiance to the fact that this is tribal land. We are on tribal land, and there's no better, you know, no other way to look at that. We have great big huge skyscrapers and all of that, but at the end of the day, we are still, it's tribal land. And we use these rivers and the waters and the lakes and everything in order to do what was necessary. And we still use them.
And anything to see or eat?
Oh, there's lots to eat. Lots to eat. Lots to see. I want to check out, I think it's called the Imaginarium over at Navy Pier. I haven't been there myself, but it looks pretty amazing. I'm looking at bringing my kids there probably before they go back to school next week. And then, of course, to eat. I love Mexican food. Oh, man, and there's so many great places, right? Not far from here in Pilsen area to go check out and just enjoy.